Well, this morning we're going to talk about what happens after Thanksgiving. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and after that we turn the corner toward the Christmas season, and in the Danish villages, they call it Yule Fest. We're going to talk with Lisa Riggs this morning up at the Danish Windmill, who is helping us out a little bit with the Yule Fest celebration here this year. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
It's an exciting time.
It is. It is. It's a great time to get into the Christmas spirit and the holiday spirit in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimmelton. And I don't know if you realize, but this is our 34th annual Yule Fest. And we're kind of pleased with it. It's been something very good for our two villages. We were long here before they came up with the concept of Black Friday, you know, and Small Business Saturday and all that. So we think we have a lot of great specials here, and we hope we're on there when women and families go out to do their Black Friday sales to come to the Danish villages and get sales galore. We love celebrating this season. The Danes love their Christmas, and this is kind of the opening of our Christmas season by having Yule Fest. And Yule Fest is the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, always following Thanksgiving, and this year is the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And for more than 34 years, we have provided many things from retail to our nonprofits to our traditional Danish foods, and we always have something new. And again, you know, we invite you to stop at any of the Yule Fest businesses and pick up a detailed flyer. We also have the flyer on the DanishVillages.com site and also on the DanishWindmill.com site, so you can get a detailed two-page. And it is amazing. You know, we are two small villages, but we have a lot to offer. And if I can just start out with our nonprofits, you know, we have the beautiful Danish Immigrant Museum. They have new exhibits on all three floors. Again, they have a wonderful play area for children, all Legos. And if you didn't know it, Legos are made in Denmark. And they'll have refreshments and all kinds of specials in their museum shop. Also stop at the Danish Windmill. We kind of specialize in an old-fashioned Danish Christmas market. Come see what maybe your grandparents had used to celebrate Christmas. So we love celebrating old-world traditions here at the Windmill. We'll be sampling hot glögg, which is a Scandinavian winter drink, and having all kinds of free drawings. And both places are open all 3 days. Also, we invite you to Bestemor's house, and it's a Danish immigrant's home that's been restored to look like grandmother's house. And they're open on all 3 days, and it's come experience what your grandmother had as a child. We also have the Family History and Genealogy Center, and they'll have a special little Christmas exhibit and maybe help you with some research projects that you're doing on your family history. We love our two large craft fairs. The one being in Elkhorn is their 17th annual Main Street Country Boutique. They'll be highlighting woven rugs, quilts, floral arrangements, you name it, and a great bake sale. And that's just Friday and Saturday at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And then in Kimmelton, they have a Prairie Christmas, and they've been with us from the beginning. That's Friday and Saturday, and that has been changed to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimmelton. This is the second time it's been at the Lutheran Church, and it provides a very cozy setting. And again, if you want to see what great primitive and country and the old shabby chic, they have some fabulous artists there at the Prairie Christmas at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And new this year, we have the Cottonwood Barn in Kimmelton. And they're kind of highlighting trash and treasures, which is kind of fun right now. They're going to have a small flea market. They also are going to have their open house, because this Cottonwood Barn was the old sale barn in Kimmelton. And you won't believe what they did with this barn. They've made it into a new meeting venue, and you need to come and see it. It's really neat. We've used it for our gala. It's a beautiful new venue for the Danish villages to have your meetings, conferences, weddings, you name it. It's a great place to go, and we invite you to go down there Friday or Saturday for their open house.
Wow, that's so easy to tear things down and start new, but it's a lot more fun to remodel.
Well, and that's kind of a new thing to reuse, and they did a wonderful job. It's Peggy and Mike Mortensen did a nice job with it. Of course, we have our food, and we always say you don't see too many skinny Danes up here in the villages. you know, because we have, you know, the famous Danish Inn for the buffet. We have Vittles Welcome Home Cafe. They're having specials. And the Thirsty Mermaid Brew Cafe will be open both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with their, I call, artisan-type pizzas and gelatos and you name it. It's very good. So we invite you to at least, you know, stay and dine with us. We have some wonderful restaurants in the villages. Also, Saturday evening, you have free pancakes and sausage put on the local Better Elkhorn Club, and that'll be from 5 to 7 on Saturday at the Elkhorn Fire Station. And right afterwards, go up to the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, and it's, I don't know how many years we've been doing it, for quite a few years, we have an annual Yule Fest concert at 7 o'clock Saturday night, and there's a variety of Christmas music, classical, contemporary, Christmas carols, and we even dance around the Christmas tree following the lunch in the church basement. And if you know that, the Danes do like to dance around the Christmas tree, and they have several traditional songs that they do sing, so it's a great way to get into the Christmas spirit. And of course, we have our wonderful retail businesses that are here day in and day out, and we really appreciate them. We have, you know, the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines. They have the wine tasting and tours available, and they have a lovely gift shop, the Danish Countryside Beanhus, which is right across from the windmill. And we also have the A Crate, is antique flea market and crafts. And then Daisy Girl Bed, Bath and Body, they have the lotions and soaps, and they were just featured in Midwest Living, too. So we feel like we have something for everyone here. Also, the old Danish Workshop right across from the windmill. And all these places will have the Yule Fest flyer. Again, most of these businesses are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, except for the craft fairs will be open just Friday and Friday and Saturday. It's a great time here in the Danish villages. Again, we celebrate the arrival of the Christmas season, and it's sure to get you in the Christmas spirit.
Well, you know, if you're out looking for all the techie, trendy, latest things that you get to take a look at on the television or whatever else they're advertising these years as the hot item for Christmas this year, and you want to go out and fight the crowds and head to the big city malls and all that kind of stuff, I guess more power to you. But if that's not really your bag and you're really looking for something different that maybe someone wouldn't be able to find anywhere else, maybe the Danish villages is the place.
Yes, it is. We invite you all to come and visit.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You know, Lisa, it's kind of interesting, the atmosphere that you build, because when you think about it, most of the folks that live around the area that have Danish heritage to them, you know, they're probably 3, 4, 5 generations removed from Denmark, but yet they still want to keep that connection to home.
Yeah, and we're finding that more and more, that they are looking for their roots, and they love coming home. There's something they're very proud, a lot of the alumni, that they're from the villages, and they tell everybody they're from the Danish villages, and home of the Danish Immigrant Museum and the Danish windmill. We have a lot to be proud of, and we like to help people celebrate their Danish heritage, and you don't have to be Danish to enjoy the villages.
Yeah, well, we joke a lot with some of the interns that come from Denmark to work, for example, at the Danish Immigrant Museum, that, and they'll say the same thing, that Elkhorn and Kimbolton are more Danish than Denmark anymore, but it's kind of that idyllic old world atmosphere.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us grew up on Danish open face sandwiches. We thought everybody in the world ate an open face sandwich. So it's a fun thing to come experience, and we try to, you know, celebrate our heritage.
Maybe if we cut the bread in half, we'd be healthier. Who knows?
That's right. And you know, and now it's all very popular to have your rye bread and your whole grains. And of course, we have the grain here at the windmill, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get a chance to enjoy and experience a lot of those different things. And hopefully the weather will stay pretty nice here this weekend for you, too. It's been nice here lately. And if folks can wander around in good weather, it's almost like an outdoor mall.
It's going to be great.
Great. Well, Lisa, thanks a lot for your time. That's Lisa Steen Riggs. Got to make sure we keep the Danish part in there,
yeah.
Right? Thanks a lot for your time this morning. Have fun with Yule Fest.
Thank